Just get the ball past the sticks. That's the number one priority of a quarterback. And that's what one quarterback in this stacked LSU quarterback room said. Could he be the new frontrunner for the starting job? We'll break that down, plus your questions, on today's Mailbag Wednesday, on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So if you want to listen on Spotify or if you want to listen on Apple Podcasts, whatever your preferred podcast platform is, you absolutely can listen there. You can also check us out on YouTube. So if you want to watch the podcast, if you want to throw it on your TV, you can absolutely do that. So make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Locked On LSU, so you get notified as soon as those podcasts drop and you don't miss a second of your Locked On LSU content. If you're new here, my name is Caroline Fenton and I'm your host, as I am every single day. I'm an LSU alum, I'm a diehard LSU fan, and I now do sports talk radio here in Nashville, Tennessee for ESPN 102.5 The Game. I cover the NFL, college football, NHL, just really all things in sports. But as an LSU alum, I am so excited to be here with y'all every single day. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at CarolineFenton1. Post my sports takes, I post podcast updates, as well as on Locked On LSU's Twitter page at Locked On LSU. So make sure to interact with me on Twitter and on the YouTube page as well. But this is a stacked LSU quarterback room. We know that. We've got Jaden Daniels coming in. We've got Miles Brennan returning. We've got Garrett Nussmeier coming off of his true freshman year and taking his redshirt year this year. We've got the newbie, Walker Howard. So how are things unfolding in spring practice? That's been the number one topic of conversation. But let's take it from the newbie coming in his first year. This is what Walker Howard had to say on being a new addition and one big part of this stacked LSU quarterback room.
There's a good amount of quarterbacks in there. There is, but I use it. I take advantage of every single, but just because. When I try to take as many mental reps as I can, just because Jane's played for 3 years. Miles has been here for a while. Miles has a lot of experience. Nuss had a lot of experience last year too, a good bit. But I came in here with no experience, and those three guys, they all had experience. And it's all about how I use it, and I take advantage of it, or try to take advantage of it. But it's tough sometimes, but trying to take advantage of it, like I said.
First and foremost, I got to give a shout out to LSU SIDs and LSU communications people for grooming the young LSU football players so well. That was a very eloquent answer from Walker Howard, because it could be so easy for him, you know, being such a hyped up quarterback going into college, for him to be incredibly frustrated with him being, you know, almost like the fourth in line to the throne. But he spoke very eloquently and very, with a lot of sportsmanlike conduct. So shouts out to the LSU SID team. But I want to break down what he said there, because he mentioned experience several times over. And that's also what I've broken down on the podcast so many times when analyzing this quarterback room, is looking at experience. And that's exactly why I've honed in on both Jaden Daniels and Miles Brennan. Jaden Daniels has the most starting experience, being a three-year starter at Arizona State. He started this past season. Miles Brennan obviously has been at LSU for quite some time. He also has a good amount of experience under his belt, but not as much starting experience as Jaden Daniels has. Miles Brennan sitting behind Joe Burrow for a couple of years. When he finally got the starting nod, he was riddled with the injury bug that kept him out of the 2021 season and for about half, if not more, of the 2020 season. So although Miles Brennan has been around for a very long time and he does have experience, he doesn't have as much starting experience as Jaden Daniels. So that's kind of been like both internal dialogue and my discussion with you is, you know, these quarterbacks have the most experience in this room, and in a new scheme, under a new head coach, under this entire era of LSU football that doesn't have a lot of years on itself, maybe going with the more tenured quarterback would be the safest option, just so you're not working with a completely new offense with a pretty green quarterback. But I think that I may have jumped the gun here. And I think that maybe we all have done that, because I don't think that I'm alone in honing in on Jaden Daniels and Miles Brennan as being the starter. But I think that we may have jumped to a conclusion too soon, because Brian Kelly told us that they weren't going to jump the gun at naming a starting quarterback. Mike Denbrock said that they weren't going to name a starting quarterback anytime soon. They were going to go through spring ball. They were going to understand the strengths and the weaknesses of all of their quarterbacks before they name a starter. Walker Howard most likely will maintain his redshirt eligibility this year. So that leaves Garrett Nussmeier. Have we overlooked him throughout all of our discussions about this quarterback room? Of course, he didn't get a ton of experience this past season, you know, taking a limited number of reps in games so he could maintain that redshirt eligibility. But have we overlooked him? Because I've been looking so much at experience. Maybe I haven't been looking enough at skill. And maybe I haven't seen enough of Garrett Nussmeier to be able to label what he is. Now, Garrett Nussmeier, throughout his tenure at LSU so far, albeit short, has been gunslinger. Gunslinger Garrett Nussmeier, that he'll just throw the ball downfield, and even though he's willing to make some of those risky throws and risky plays, you know, that risk absolutely has reward, but there's also another side to it, that risk could result in turnovers, risk could result in interceptions. So I think that I had gone along with that gunslinger mentality that I just needed Garrett Nussmeier to get a little bit of maturity underneath his belt. But is that exactly what he's done so far in spring ball? I want to break into that coming up on the other side. I want to see just what Garrett Nussmeier has been focusing in on. And could he be the dark horse to be the starting quarterback for the LSU Tigers come game one against Florida State? I want to break all of that down coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Built Bar, because I'm on the go a lot. My schedule's up in the air. I've got different things going on every day, and I feel like I'm always constantly on the go, and it can be really difficult to eat right, but that's also a big priority of mine, is eating right and eating healthy, and it's easy to do that thanks to Built Bar, because they're really enjoyable, and they're also really healthy for you. Plus, they've got all sorts of flavors. They've got churro, they have got mint brownie, coconut almond, they've got white chocolate cookies and cream. And also, if bars aren't really your thing, if you like more of like kind of a dessert, they've got puffs, and you need to try those. They're one of Built Bar's best tasting bars. They're the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They've got churro, they've got coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie, and they're covered in 100% real chocolate. In fact, all Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. So if you're a person that has a sweet tooth like I do, replace all of your candy bars and your desserts with Built Bar, because they're low calorie, they're high in protein, and you can replace your desserts with these. They're better, and they're better for you. Because Built Bars only have like 130 calories opposed to your typical candy bar that has 240. Plus, Built Bars have 17 grams of protein, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 net carbs. So it will keep you full, and it will keep you going all day long. Plus, they don't sacrifice on taste. At Built Bars, they're actually all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first. Then they figure out how to pack it in, all the good stuff, and how to make it healthy. I don't know how, but they pull it off every time. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now, a very big announcement, drum roll please. Starting next Thursday, April 28th, you can tune into Locked On NFL Draft's live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft, with all 3 days during the draft of real-time analysis of our extensive lineups of experts and insiders. So you can check that out on Locked On NFL Draft's YouTube page. That'll be on April 28th, the first day of the draft, round one, at 7 p.m. Eastern. The next day, April 29th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and then April 30th, that's a Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. So make sure to check that out. But I know There are so many of you NFL fans who are just dying to know who your team is going to take, and you cannot wait until draft day, so we've got you covered on that as well. You can catch Odyssey and Locked On's NFL Mock Draft Special, hosted by Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL Show, all week leading up to the first pick. So you can catch that on Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds. That'll be from April 18th through the 22nd and also April 25th. So make sure to check that out to all of our NFL Draft fans out there. But I focused in on Jaden Daniels, and I focused in on Miles Brennan. And I think that I may have overlooked Garrett Nussmeier as a potential starting candidate just because of, one, experience, and two, the gunslinger mentality. What we learned so much about Garrett Nussmeier this past year in practice is he likes to just throw the ball deep. He likes those no-look passes, behind-the-back passes, a very Patrick Mahomes-like style where he'll roll out, he likes to show off his mobility, and sometimes he throws risky throws. That's why I thought that maybe another year, maybe another 2 years of learning and development and practice would be good for Garrett Nussmeier. So I didn't really look at him as a potential starting quarterback candidate. But I think that I may have spoken too soon. Now, of course, this doesn't necessarily mean that Garrett Nussmeier is going to be the starter. Of course, he could still be on the bench or he could take limited snaps in games. But I have been so caught up in that gunslinger mentality that I didn't even take into account that's exactly what he could be working on this offseason. This was Garrett Nussmeier a couple weeks ago talking about his new philosophy and what he's been working on in spring ball.
A lot from last year, you know, especially, you know, being a true freshman, getting to play in some real SEC time, you learn a lot. And I think for me personally, the biggest thing was just kind of being more of a manager of an offense, you know. And for some reason, I got this like gunslinger, you know, thing that everybody says, but trying to just block that out, you know. Yeah, I can take some shots and make some different throws with my arm, but that's going to happen in a game, and I can't look to do that every play. So that's kind of what I've learned, just manage the offense, move the sticks.
Manage the offense, move the sticks. That's the most important job as a quarterback, taking care of the football, being that kind of game manager. And I think that term gets a negative connotation so many times that, you know, you call quarterbacks game managers, it's not necessarily an attribute, or it's not necessarily a nod to their skill. But I mean, Tom Brady is a game manager if you really think about it, because Tom Brady has a control over the game. Tom Brady moves the sticks. Tom Brady takes care of the football, and he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So being a game manager isn't necessarily a negative thing, especially for a quarterback who's been labeled with this gunslinger mentality coming into year two and looking at it like, look, I can still roll out. I can still be an incredibly mobile quarterback and I can make some of those risky throws, but I'm going into it with the mentality that I have to take care of the football, that my number one priority is get past the sticks, get the first down, keep the ball moving and continue our possession. Brody Miller, who covers LSU for The Athletic, he does a wonderful job. So if you don't subscribe to The Athletic, I really recommend that you do. Check out Brody's work. But he put out an article a couple days ago about Garrett Nussmeier. And he spoke with a person on LSU's staff, doesn't go named, but says, quote, Garrett has been looking really good, Garrett Nussmeier. Another one says, Garrett has been the most consistent of them all. It's not just a two-man deal. Wow, I think that's really telling, because we talk so much about experience, but sometimes that's not necessarily the most important thing. Experience absolutely does matter, but the consistency, I think, is really, really important, because that's what we've heard from Brian Kelly, Mike Denbrock, this entire LSU coaching staff throughout spring ball, is the consistency is incredibly important. Because if they can do it today on April 21st, if they can consistently go out there and make good throws and make good plays, then they're going to be able to do it in September, October, November, when it really matters. Brian Kelly even said in one of his press conferences, talking about Garrett Nussmeier, he's a young man with incredible amount of confidence. I think that's what the importance is of experience, is confidence. And of course, that confidence needs to stay out there whenever you're facing SEC caliber defenses, whenever you're getting pressure from an opposing defensive line, you're going to need that confidence to maintain itself in games as you see it in spring ball. But Brian Kelly goes on to say he's going to make fit in a phone booth throws as well as anybody I've been around. He's got the makeup of a great quarterback. There's been this development technically that has been, from my perspective, nice to see. And that's what I think we've all needed to see. It's not just this mental development. It's not just this new mindset of, you know, yeah, slinging the ball is really fun, but also I have a job to do, and that is protecting the football. It's also this technicality development that's important as well, because I looked at Jaden Daniels and Miles Brennan as having a leg up because they just have been more refined. They've had more time to kind of tune up their throws. They've had more time to be able to analyze defenses and to gain this repertoire of being a really talented quarterback that I just didn't think Garrett Nussmeier had the time or experience to do. But seeing the strides that he's been able to make in spring ball, seeing this quote-unquote consistency from Garrett Nussmeier, I think leads me to believe that we should be looking at Garrett Nussmeier more as a potential starting quarterback. But there's another side of this as well that I want to get into. And this is all, you know, this is April 21st today. So I don't want to get too far into, oh, Garrett Nussmeier's a starting quarterback, because it's not what it's going to be. This coaching staff doesn't want to name a starting quarterback right now. I'm just saying, let's add him to the mix of a serious candidate. But let's say he is the starting quarterback against Florida State. Let's say Garrett Nussmeier does get the starting nod for this season. What does that mean for Miles Brennan and Jaden Daniels? Because I don't think that Jaden Daniels transferred to LSU to sit on the bench. Miles Brennan wanted to transfer. He decided to come back to LSU. I don't think he decided to come back to LSU to sit on the bench. I don't think either of these quarterbacks who are getting up there in their the years of eligibility and also in age. Jaden Daniels wants to go to the NFL. Miles Brennan wants to go to the NFL, and you do not get drafted when you are sitting on the bench. So I do wonder, if Garrett Nussmeier does get the starting job, what happens with those two? Because after May 1st, you don't have eligibility in this year. So they would sit out a year if they did decide to transfer, if Garrett Nussmeier did get the starting nod. Could we see them potentially exit the program because they want a starting job elsewhere? If they can't get it this year, then after another year, let's say Garrett Nussmeier is the starter again, and after another year of development and after a year of experience, I mean, it doesn't look like they're going to get the starting job next year either. So it would really behoove them for their careers to transfer. So what would come with that? What would they do? I don't think that they want to sit on the bench. Is that something that this coaching staff is looking at? That maybe Jaden Daniels and Miles Brennan really are the only two starters this year because they understand that it's Garrett Nussmeier's job. Then those two may be out the door. Or does it not even matter? Does Brian Kelly and Denbrock and the rest of this coaching staff look at this like the best player is going to go out there? The best player that gives us the best chance to win is going to be our starter. And if you want to transfer, then go. Then leave. You're out the door. I subscribe to the belief that you have to put in a person who's going to give you the absolute best chance to win. Is that Garrett Nussmeier? Maybe. Is that Jaden Daniels? Maybe. Is that Miles Brennan? Maybe. Is that even Walker Howard? Maybe, but none of that comes without politics. None of that comes without repercussions. Every action has a reaction, and it'll be interesting to see the reaction of the rest of this quarterback room, whoever does get the starting job. Now, coming up next, it is a Mailbag Wednesday. I know this is coming out on a Thursday, but we're a little bit behind this week, so we'll get to your questions this week on a Mailbag Wednesday. So if you want to send in questions for next week, feel free to do that. I'll take any and all of your questions, whether that's about spring ball, whether that's about the craziness of the basketball transfer portal, whether that's your questions about LSU baseball and how they can kind of bounce back in SEC play for the rest of the season. I'll take any of your questions, even if it's just about me, even if you just got any sort of question about anything. Send them in. You can send them out on Twitter at CarolineFenton1 or at LockedOnLSU. Before we get to your questions, though, I want to tell y'all about Rock Auto, because I think it's so incredibly important to not spend your money on something that you can, don't throw $200 away on something that could really cost $50 or $100 elsewhere. And that's Rock Auto. Rock Auto can save time and money when using their product. Because what's the point in going into your local chain auto parts store where they hardly have any of the parts that you need? You're just going to have to sit there and wait for them to order the piece that you need. You're going to have to sit there and wait for intimidating questioning. Like, I don't know what kind of oil my car needs. Maybe I should know that, but I don't. And I don't want to deal with the intimidating questioning. And you don't have to do that with Rock Auto. So Rock Auto is a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So if that's you, then this is your place. The prices are reliably low for every customer, so don't throw your money away. Why choose to spend 50%, even 100% more for the same parts at a chain store? So for example, when I needed a new battery for my Volkswagen Beetle, it was going to be almost $400 from a chain store, but only like $250 from Rock Auto. So that is just a testament to how great Rock Auto truly is and how low their prices can be. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. They've got an amazing selection. They've got reliably low prices. All the parts that you will ever need, rockauto.com. It is a Mailbag Wednesday. It's not, I know it's not technically Wednesday, but let's not get into the nitty-gritty of the calendar. Mailbag Wednesday on a Thursday. What are your questions? So first and foremost, one person asked a question about Seven Banks. Transfer coming into LSU from Ohio State and a transfer corner. Now, coming up on tomorrow's episode, we'll have John Garcia, who is a recruiting insider for Sports Illustrated. I'll ask him about Seven Banks and exactly what he thinks about him and about exactly who LSU is getting. But this person asks, do you think that he can be a legitimate starter at cornerback? To that I say, he's going to have to be. I mean, this quarterback room is incredibly shallow. You're looking at UL transfer junior Mekhi Garner. You're looking at Jerick Bernard Converse, who has been out with a foot injury. Of course, you could probably expect him to come back throughout the season. But behind them, they've got two freshmen. They've got Arkansas transfer safety Greg Brooks, who said that he'd be happy to take reps at corner. But outside of that, the cornerback room is incredibly shallow. So I look at Seven Banks and, you know, can he start right away? He's got experience at Ohio State, albeit limited. He had 15 starts, played in 36 games with Ohio State, 43 tackles, 13 passes deflected, and 2 interceptions. So, I mean, not a ton of experience and not a ton of production at Ohio State, excuse me. But he was behind Jeff Okuda. He was behind Kendall Sheffield. He was behind Damon Arnett, two of those being first-round picks. And he also was dealing with injuries throughout his time at Ohio State, had a knee injury that limited him throughout his time at Ohio State. So although his stats and his experience at Ohio State isn't thrilling, I do think now that he's been able to have some time to rehab, and that he's not going to be sitting behind first-round cornerback talent, that he will be able to kind of show off what he can do. I mean, he was a 4-star coming out of high school, so the guy's got talent. He was just, you know, kind of given an unfortunate circumstance at Ohio State. So can he be a legitimate starter? I do think that he can be, and of course we'll get John Garcia's input on that as well. But also to that point, he's going to have to be. Another person asked the question, I heard the podcast yesterday saying that you don't think that Brian Kelly necessarily likes the transfer portal. Do you think that he likes NIL? I'm going to be so honest with you. I don't think that there is any coach in college football that can stand back and say that they really like NIL because it makes their jobs so much more difficult. It makes recruiting so much more difficult because you have a completely different element here. And we would be naive to think that there are players out there that don't choose where they're going to go just because of wherever they get the most money. And there aren't always a lot of schools that are able to dish out the $5, $8, $10 million that other schools are offering players. So does he like NIL? I don't know if any coach really likes it, but you have to embrace it because you can either choose to embrace it or you can get left behind. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing with Dabo Swinney is he's outwardly said that he doesn't like NIL, but you have no choice but to embrace it because these players are going to make money whether you like it or not. And if you don't embrace it, then they'll go elsewhere because there's going to be another coach down the road or at another school where they're going to be able to get just as much game play and also make money. So does Brian Kelly like NIL? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say probably not. but he's choosing to embrace it. And he's coming out and saying, you know, I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to let my players, you know, do what they need to do and make the money that they can make. And that's the most important thing. So does he like it? I don't know. Probably not. But he's embracing it. And that is the very most important thing. Last question. William asks, what are you looking for in the spring game? That's a wonderful question that I'm not going to give away yet, because you're just going to have to tune in to Friday's episode, because I'm going to do a full spring game breakdown, what I'm going to be looking for, what you should look for as well. So make sure to tune into Friday's episode for that. But thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now make your second listen today, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bringing the NFL Draft to life every single day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts.